This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Sunday is closing day for Copper Mountain, Breckenridge Ski Resort, and Loveland Ski Area. Loveland's Lauren Roberson says late spring skiing is like a last hurrah with friends.
Enjoying taking laps together, having those chairlift chats, having the après at the end of the day, and it's like cheers to the season as, you know, before you part ways and say goodbye for a few months.
After Sunday, only two Colorado resorts will be partially open. Sections of A Basin and Winter Park plan to stay operational as long as the weather allows. Unhoused people in Alamosa will still have a place to camp within city limits. This is after a city council vote earlier this week. CPR's Dan Boy says the St. Benedict camp had been considered for closure after vandalism and criminal activity over the winter.
Mayor Ty Coleman says the camp was full of trash. There were drug busts.
We had damage to the fencing, damage to the porta-johns. There were some forms of even prostitution back then, which was a huge concern.
But Coleman says the local homeless coalition worked with law enforcement on stricter rules and guidelines, and that seems to have worked. City councilors voted unanimously to retain St. Benedict, though with the new rules, only about 15 people are camping there now. In Alamosa, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets take the lead in their NBA playoff series with Oklahoma City. The series is at 2-1 after the Nuggets' win last night. Friday's score was 113-104. Game 4 is tomorrow in Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.